Have you ever had somebody ask you if you are saved? It's an important question to have an answer to, and though it's not common among Catholics, it is an important question. The people in the gospel are asking Jesus about salvation. They want to know how many people will be saved. But to understand salvation, we must first ask the question, why do we need to be saved? What do I need to be saved from? And often people in our culture don't even see a need for salvation. The fact is that we are born into the human race, a fallen race, and that we need redemption from that. We're born into sin, and every single one of us sinners. And due to our sin, because we have offended an infinite God, we deserve infinite punishment, and that is hell. Can you articulate that? Every Christian should be able to. But the beauty of it is that God came to earth to offer us good news, and that is restoration, the redemption, forgiveness of our sins. And he does that through Jesus Christ and the work of this Eucharist and his sacraments, which are celebrated here today. We need God because without him we are lost. How many of us will be saved? Notice how Jesus doesn't directly answer the question. Why? Because if he said, well, about 10% of you will be saved, I don't know about you, but I'd probably just go home discouraged, right? I'm not part of the 10%. If he would have said something like, well, about 50% of you will be saved. Well, those are pretty good odds. You know, maybe if I just get a little bit better than I am. But what does he say? He says, strive to enter through the narrow gate. Why? Because we have this tendency towards mediocrity, towards being satisfied with just the status quo. If Jesus had said, you know what? 50% will be saved, and you're just on the good side of that 50%. Oh, great. Well, then I can rest, right? And that's what we tend to do. Instead, he says, no, strive for something more. Strive to enter through the narrow gate. He's challenging, and you see this in the latter part of the gospel today. He says to the people of Israel that you will see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves cast out. Why does he say that? Because he's saying to them, you can't rely on your patrimony, your inheritance from this religion that you're part of, and just rely on that. Yes, that's part of it. I mean, how many of us do the same thing today? We say, well, I'm baptized and I'm Catholic and I haven't murdered anybody, so I'll be okay. And we've stopped trying to grow in holiness. We've stopped striving for that narrow gate, for that perfection that God demands of us. Because we say, well, I'm good enough. Jesus is challenging us, instead of answering this question, how many of you will be saved, which would totally mess us up if he answered it, he's challenging us to be more than we are today. Will you be a holier person a week from now than you are today? Maybe that's a little bit of a tall order. Will you be a holier person a year from now than you are today? And to know whether you will, we're probably all sitting there thinking, well, yeah, I hope so. The true test, are you a holier person today than you were a year ago? That's what it means to strive for the narrow gate. Now, how are we saved? Is it a one-time profession in the name of Jesus Christ? Is it working every day for our salvation? In Matthew 7, it says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. So one of the criteria to get into heaven, is to do the will of your heavenly Father. Are you doing that? Do you even know what it is? Or do you just assume? We have to ask every day, Lord, reveal to me what your will is for me today. And some things you can take for granted. It is God's will that you don't kill your neighbor. It is God's will that you love your spouse faithfully. Yes. But how many of us stop there? We don't discern our business dealings or our family situations, asking God what his will is in those. Romans 3 further says that we are justified by faith in Jesus Christ. So believing that Jesus Christ is the one who rescues us from that eternal punishment is part of salvation. But is that enough? St. Paul goes on to say that we are justified or saved by grace. And if somebody were to ask you if you are saved, this is one of the best answers you can give them. That yes, I am saved by grace. The grace God gives me every day to repent of my sins and to strive to be holier. There's this traditional tension between, and it really is lost on our culture today, but this traditional tension between Catholics and Protestants, between faith and works, and it's really all just Satan's work. Because I've met a ton of great Protestants, and they don't think that just by saying, I believe in Jesus, they're done. That's all they have to do. And I've met a lot of great Catholics who, they don't think that the number of rosaries they pray will get them into heaven. Although that's a big help. Brothers and sisters, it is both the faith that we profess, and not on just one occasion, but every day. And it is the work that we do to strive for our salvation. Even St. Paul says to work eagerly for your salvation. You see, in the end, God is issuing you an invitation. Will you let me save you from your sins? Will you let me be Lord of your life? Will you give me control so that I can give you something better than you have now? But it requires of us an acceptance of that. He's never going to force it upon us. When you're a kid, your parents will force you to do things, right? Go clean your room. Come here. Go to bed. But when you grow up, you want a relationship not based on authority, but based on love. How many of you who are married does your spouse say, come here? Okay, maybe that's a bad example. Or go to bed. How does it make you feel when your spouse orders you around? You see, love isn't based on authority. Love is based on a gift, an acceptance of that gift, and a response to that gift. And that's what God is offering us in salvation. Not an argument based on authority. Not get in line. But rather an invitation of love. Salvation is God's initiative, but it is conditional on whether you and how you respond. I want to leave you with these words of St. Bernard of Clairvaux. Grace is necessary for salvation. Free will is equally so. But grace, in order to give salvation, free will, in order to receive it.